While some charities are known for their bell ringing as a way to attract potential donors, others rely on phones ringing. Telemarketing by charities is allowed, but the practice is seen by some as annoying, no matter how worthy the cause. Christopher Plautz is mass marketing director for the Midwest Division of the American Cancer Society. He says they try to be sensitive to how often and in what manner they interact with potential donors.
If a constituent doesn't want to be contacted in a certain way, we will respect their wishes and we won't contact them through telemarketing, for instance.
The American Cancer Society uses its own employees to call potential donors, but other charities hire an outside telemarketing firm. Jim Rabbit is with the state's Consumer Protection Agency. He says telemarketing among charities is fairly widespread.
There are a fair number of charities who hire telemarketers or actually are approached by telemarketers with the telemarketer asking to work for the charity.
State officials are concerned how much of the donated money goes to pay for telemarketing services. So are members of watchdog groups like Charity Navigator.
The telemarketing firm gets rich, the charity gets a little bit of money, and you get your full deduction for your donation, but we lose 25 to 90 cents on the dollar in the transfer between donor and charity.
The group's executive director, Trent Stamp, says Charity Navigator has long tracked the administrative costs of charities. Now it's expanding its oversight to include a ranking of telemarketing expenses. That way donors know how their money's spent. Another concern of watchdog groups is the increasing trend of charities selling personal information. State consumer officials recommend finding out what a charity's policy is and telling the charity either by phone or letter if you don't want your personal information shared with another agency. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.